Radio Scotland.
Now, this week, Britain appointed a new ambassador to the European Union. Sir Tim Barrow will play a key role in the UK's ongoing Brexit talks, and he's been hailed as a seasoned and tough negotiator. But negotiation isn't just about politics. Many of us may have spent the festive season making compromises and building bridges. So what are the secrets to being a good negotiator, and can any of us do it? Avril Lehman is a leading psychologist, a leadership psychologist, and a leading psychologist as well.
Of course I am.
And joins us this morning. Avril, thank you very much indeed for your time. Negotiation is a key life skill. We use it every day, but it's not something we're taught, is it?
No. But then we're not actually taught to be all that good at a whole range of communication skills. We kind of think they come naturally. And certainly in my work, you find leaders, managers, no, it doesn't come naturally at all. And what always amuses me is that sometimes they're referred to as soft skills. I actually think they're very hard skills that people have to consciously set about learning.
Many parents will have spent the holidays negotiating with children over bedtime, smartphone, computer usage, etc. And kids can be quite skilled negotiators on the other side of this. Is that where all this starts, where we learn how to do this stuff?
Yes, and I think we can set a really good example by the way that we negotiate with children. You hear parents, if you're on the train or in a supermarket or whatever, and you think, I wouldn't have started from there, because you're negotiating on the wrong points. And you're also swinging. I think people swing from being laissez-faire to being extremely demanding. And, you know, they've got no strategy in there, so they're not going to win. And the same goes for work as well. I mean, you use the word seasoned and tough. And we often feel negotiation has to be tough, getting what you want and getting your views or what it is you need out of the situation. When in fact, it's meant to be a negotiation where you both come out winning something.
What are the key skills, Avril, when it comes to negotiation?
Well, I think we always think of it as adversarial or confrontational. When in fact, I think one of the biggest skills is to think, what does the other person want? I know what I want, but let me just sit here for a moment and think, what is it that other person wants? Why am I not giving it to them? And how much of it am I prepared to give? And once you've got that point of view, then you can go back round to your side. And so one of the biggest things is really listening to the other person. So say you want to negotiate a pay rise. Lots of people don't ever ask because they don't know how to negotiate. They think it might be horrible. Well, if you think about what the boss might want from you, more efficiency, more this or that, you may be doing it already. They might not know. If you can give them what they want, then it's fair for you to say, well, in that case, can I have this? But if you don't know what matters to the person you're negotiating with, you can never frame it in a way that helps them see the benefits of meeting you, at least partway, on what you're talking about.
Is a key part of that listening making sure that people, not interrupting, making sure people get to the end of the sentence?
Yeah.
Because so often in a conversation, a negotiation conversation,
yeah,
if it gets heated especially, people are jumping in, but you're not actually getting to the point of what people want.
Well, it's in any conversation, that's not terribly respectful. It happens all the time. But listening to the end is really important, because otherwise you jump in and you haven't got the whole story. The other person will not believe they've been listened to. And when you are listening, we work with people to listen on all sorts of levels. Listen for what they're not saying. Listen for the emotions that are implied in there, because, you know, we're Scottish or British or whatever, and we go, no, I'm fine, no, this is perfectly good, and you know that that's not what they're really meaning, but we often take it at face value. So listen for the emotions that they're feeling, and if they're really angry or they're really upset about this, be brave and mention that. I can see that this is a big worry to you. Mention it, label it like that. And it doesn't come naturally to people to do that. If somebody's angry, they want to tiptoe away and not deal with it, rather than saying, I can see that you're quite angry about this. And you're not saying that in a confrontational way. You're just being respectful. I can see how much it matters to you. So when you're listening for all of that, and you're demonstrating respect. But it's a two-way process. You're asking them to respect your opinion as well, whether you're a toddler or you're negotiating something at work.
It's a busy time for negotiators, isn't it? Because we've, you know, Brexit, obviously, Rail Union, the RMT, agreed yesterday to direct negotiations with the government over the Southern Rail dispute. Mm. Often big, drawn-out industrial actions come down to people being entrenched and neither side wanting to back down and lose face. How do you break that deadlock in negotiations?
Tempted to say send in women. There's an awful lot of this which is a wee bit testosterone based. I mean, some of these techniques came from the SALT talks where the Russians and Americans, it kept breaking down, they kept doing this, and it was apparently that the Americans went back to their hotel room or wherever they were and brainstormed what the Russians wanted. And so they went back into talks and went, listen, you can have those 62 things, but there's one thing we have to talk about. And those who remember history, the talks suddenly all came together when you were thinking it wasn't going to happen. So I think this entrenchedness seems very traditional. It's very them and us, management, workers, etc. And it's not tremendously intelligent way of going about things. Everything has to be a compromise in the end, but people tend to believe they've failed if they collaborate on a solution. Call it something else if you don't like the word compromise.
And women tend to be particularly good at that.
Well, they tend not to feel that their entire identity is ruined by not winning something, because they're quite often used to not winning, probably. They are more likely to choose to back down on something because of the greater good. If they're not following tradition.
Avril, you do win on this, but we're out of time. We need to leave there. Avril Lehmann, leadership psychologist with some great tips on negotiation. Thank you very much indeed for your time. It's 11:53, BBC Radio Scotland on a Friday morning.